The objective of these talks here had been agreed by the parties that the overall goal is to rescue South Sudan and prevent it from collapsing into chaos and disorder, given the many crises the country is going through, primarily failure of the revitalized transitional government of national unity, Artigono, to implement their agreement and to deliver on their promises to bring peace and hand over power to the people of South Sudan. Now, the government in the last few days have taken disastrous decisions. One among them is to enact that draconian law of the national security, which is a law violating the fundamental and basic rights of our people.
Yes. Sorry for interrupting you. I would like to take you back on the issues that you raised. Issue number one is the announcement of the elections. I watched the press conference, and the chairperson of the Electoral Commission said elections will take place between December 22nd and February 22nd. He did not give a specific date. I know that your group does not believe in the 2018 peace agreement, but the peace agreement says the Electoral Commission should announce the dates for elections 6 months to the expiration of the transitional period. Now, there is no clause in that agreement which says if the other mechanism in the agreement have not been fulfilled, the date for elections should not be announced. I mean, let us also look at it from the legal point.
If we are now discussing as per the RRCs, the first most important agreement or point of agreement by the parties of RRCs is that elections will only be conducted under a permanent constitution of South Sudan, which will define the political system and the electable positions. They have not produced the permanent constitution on the basis of which elections will be run. Therefore, these elections, if they are held, they will be violating their constitution, they will be violating the peace agreement that they signed themselves. They had agreed that some of the prerequisites for elections that must be organized before the elections are the census, to count the people of South Sudan, and also registration of the voters, demarcation of the constituencies, and the opening of the political space in the country. This has not been done all, but even worse, the chair of the National Election Commission is making the announcement at the same time a draconian law violating the rights and closing any political space in the country is also being enacted. This is a terrible contradiction.
Let's go to the extension. You said there is a committee that was assessing the implementation records of the peace agreement, what has been fulfilled, what has not been fulfilled, and what is still to be fulfilled. You said you got some intel that they recommended for another 24 month of extension. What is wrong with that?
What is wrong with that is, imagine they said that only 10% of their agreement was implemented. 90% of their agreement is not implemented. So if they need to extend and every 6 months, 6 years, after every 6 years they will implement 10%, it means they will need 60 years to bring peace to the country, and they will have to extend themselves for 60 years as per their own assessment and reports of how this agreement is being implemented. But even worse than that, this government is dysfunctional, terribly divided. You can see what the SPLMIG is doing and saying and planning and deciding. They are going for elections from 22nd of December this year, They are closing the doors for the registration of parties, and they are making it almost impossible for parties to get registered because they are requiring them to pay a lot of money. This is what the SPLMIG is doing. The SPLMIO is jumping up, rejecting the elections, rejecting the decision by the Political Parties Act, and rejecting the enactment of the law, which is passed by the SPLMIG and its partners in the government, who have been intimidated in the parliament to pass that law. Look at this, how so divided they are. They cannot even take the country to peace. This country needs to be rescued from them. They are marking time. And that is what is wrong with extension. For how long are they going to continue extending themselves? 2 years ago, they said they were going to implement their roadmap in 2 years. They did not.
And how would you react?
Why would anybody believe them now?
Yeah. How would you react to your critics who would say what is happening in Nairobi at the Tumaini Initiative could also drag the extension, could also, you know, drag the transitional period? Because if the transitional government of national unity is waiting for you to sign an agreement and then you come back to Juba and everything moves forward, if the process at Tumaini drags for some times, that means the transitional period will also be extended. How would you react to that sentiments from your critics?
The only best reaction to that is that what is the purpose of the Tumaini? If we are all agreed that we need to rescue the country and develop a concrete rescue plan to prevent the country collapsing into chaos and disorder or disintegrating, then it will be a program of rescue, and it would be also accompanied with a strong mechanism of implementation